It's exactly 16 minutes past 9 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock. Having very beautiful conversations tonight. I'm going to be all over the place because I haven't been here in years, and I miss you guys so, so much. And a lot have been happening. You know, I always come with the juice, and I mean, a week is a lot, hey? You know? A lot happens, and yeah, man, I mean, that's what you definitely deal with tonight. The other week, because it's supposed to come last weekend, right? And I think Nampower did us bad here, you know, the whole electricity was off and a lot was happening, but then there was the weekend where I was supposed to talk about suicide, because the previous weeks before that weekend, before last week, there were a lot of, you know, things happening and, regarding suicide, right? There were a lot of young people, more especially boys, that, you know, were just committing suicide. And I've got a friend of mine, my neighbor, MK, shout out. He literally came to me that day. He's like, it's something that we spoke about. I don't know how it came, how the whole topic started, but then he brought it up and that's how we started talking about it. And I was like, yeah, I was trying to, you know, like just give my two senses on the whole topic. And I was like, oh damn, you make a whole lot of sense, because I was like, I know my boys where they're coming from. Back in the day, I used to judge these people and be like, but why on earth would you commit suicide? Because I mean, it's just an once off, it's a once off thing that we're given, you know. Why would you want to take that yourself? I would say such things back in the day. I mean, I wanna go back and be 10 years old again, because wow, what the heck is going on? Life is lifing and it's making sure, you know. And I was like, yeah, right now where I am, as old as I am right now, I understand where those people are coming from. I'm not promoting it. I'm not marketing it to say that if you're going through difficulties or you're facing some challenges in your life, then the only option that you have is to commit suicide. But what I'm saying is that I fully understand where they're coming from. Even if it's not the right decision to make, if it, you know, it comes with a whole lot of mbangwano, and that's why you are just like, hey, but what the heck am I doing here? Nandiki imani kemi promote sponsor, man. You know, I fully, fully understand where they're coming from. And we spoke about it. I was like, oh, damn, you're actually giving me ideas on what to talk about, because I really struggle with topics. Because I feel like when it comes to social issues, I kind of like feel like I've spoken about everything, you know. And yeah, man, apparently he called me then the next day, because then I was like, I'm going to make it a topic on my show. And then they apparently had, somewhere deep down in the village, the area village, yota vengerongo vikuti, aye, who know? Madam, anaha himani chewe, you know, and they are literally neighbors and all of that. And because it's something that we were talking about the previous day, he then called me, was like, yo, what's up? Are you around? I'm like, yeah, but I'm here. And then he came to me and then he's like, but what the heck is really going on with young people? And that's how I was like, actually, I need to, you know, like talk about this, because at the very end of the day, we don't come with such topics for fun, because we really, really do understand that they're very sensitive topics. But at the very end of the day, my main vision and mission, to come up with topics like this is to find a solution at the very end of the day, because I feel like when there is a problem happening, once you dig for the roots and find the problems, like what could be the problem, where are we getting it wrong, where are we going wrong as young people, then at the very end of the day, we'll be able to then, we're on the safer side, because we'll then be able to only deal with solutions. What could be the problem? And that's why I brought it up, and I would really, really love to, you know, like discuss with you guys about suicide tonight. Just give me your two senses when it comes to these things. What could be the problem? Mara honane no, let's just be realistic. Sometimes you just have, let's tell us the truth. Give us the money. Give us the land and the money. Because sometimes I feel like we are not depressed, you know, because I mean, people go through depression and that's what leads them to, you know, like doing such things. You know, give us the land and the money so you just see how we're cruising nicely. You know, because sometimes I feel like we're not depressed. We are like literally broke. And this is what I was telling my boy. I was like, especially you guys. Especially boys, or minimum 9 man, you know, because if you've got no penny on you, if you've got no grab on you, if you've got no money on you, my G, no ku hori kwa mkado nangi, no sex on hino kupumba pungwe. Woo! Jajo chiri chiri, orudhirwa eva ndunwi na wana wakwaita ya kwanjaka, you know? And it's, just the basic needs that you can't be able to, you know, like even afford that, or you can't even be able to do that for yourself. How about now when you face the world, which, this is what's happening right now. My peers are doing this. I mean, I'm in my late 20s right now. What have I achieved so far and whatnot? But also, at the very end of the day, we just need to tell our boys for them to understand and chill out and relax, you know, because some of us know where the problem is coming from. We understand. You get what I'm saying? You're going through a problem right now, or like your girlfriend literally broke up with you because you are broke. My G, don't get depressed and whatnot. You are not broke because you want to be broke. You get what I'm saying? I feel like low-key, I can reason with you. I understand where you are coming from. You know, so you can go right ahead and call us in studio. Let's have a conversation about this. What could be the causes to such things? And what can we do at the very end of the day? Because we don't want to keep losing our brothers, you know? We understand. And the one thing that I kind of like low-key not really made it a topic much in one of my shows, and the one thing that I love talking about when it comes to such things, I'm like, onjala na hiku tiri theo home punt, I am as a business buri mo nunga lume no arango ukara, you know, we nika nga nangwa unanga singo go he nangwa uchi but now that can get to you also, because no hand wants you, bruh. Because you've got no money, bruh. It might really get to you, but I mean, go right ahead and call me in studio. Let's have a conversation about this. The number in studio is 0833-66091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 0833-66091. Life update. I had a very, very beautiful week. One thing about me, and my friend said to me the other day that the problem now is that our friend Nduva that works on radio, ne? Okuno kana na. So we can't even tell her our secrets anymore because she will end up saying these things on air. And I'm like, yeah, I'm open like that. But the good thing is just that, you know, I don't name drop, so they don't know who I'm talking about. And I feel like everybody's going through these things. So all these things that I talk about sometimes, or my personal issues that I bring on air sometimes, are relatable. So they never know who I'm talking about. Life update: for the past few weeks, I've been struggling. I just hope he's not listening. I've been struggling with, I think I kind of like also spoke about it the other weekend when I came to work. And I was like, you know, we have been seeing on social media how people are just breaking up, or how people are just divorcing and whatnot and all of that, right? You know how they, people are like going crazy in the comment section, that sometimes, you know, that sometimes you can get married to somebody that really hates you, or when they say that men don't get married to people that they genuinely love, but they just get married to whoever is available at that time. You know, kujama dama wanja nendu vangundore, she's broke right now, or she's not where I want her to be right now in her life, but I feel like it's time for me to get married, eh? Yeah, and then he end up marrying Maria, and not because he genuinely loves Maria, it's just a thing of like Maria is the AC, the one that is working as an AC right now. She has, you know, like everything that I'm looking for right now when it comes to marriage, but not necessarily a person that I really, really, do you know, like when it gets to that stage, even in a relationship, when it gets to that stage, it gets a bit shaky when it gets to that stage where your boyfriend just hates you and he's just been so mean for no reason. You know, every time you call him, he doesn't even want to talk to you for 2 minutes. He's always having lame excuses like, nah, but I'm busy right now. Can I call you back and whatnot? Yeah, that's how it is. And I was like, actually, if we were, because we all know where home is, right? Remember that guy? Eh? That guy, cause it's even a conversation I was having with a friend of mine the other day. And I was like, but who is that? I feel like we all know, or we all have that specific person that we once genuinely loved. But because life happened, we had to go our separate ways. You tough? You know, there's always that one person. And guys always like saying that, nah, as guys, we only fall in love once. Once that happens and it's shy, you know, we get whoever is available. And we all fall in love at times. We all fall in love, you know, once in our lives. And yeah, man, but then just imagine, my point is, imagine, you know, like getting married to somebody that, you know, getting married to your first love, getting married to that girl that broke your heart, that girl that you can't stop thinking about, even right now, up until this day when you think about it, and you're like, yo, that girl, you're that nduva though, you know, I mean, it have been years right now, but you still just know that the way I loved her, I know life happened and there's nothing else that we can do about it, but that girl though, but imagine now, us having to, you know, like get in relationships with people, with our first lovers, with people that we genuinely loved. Because right now we are just doing things for the sake of doing them. We're just getting in relationships because, I mean, we're bored, we're lonely, you know, it's hormones and all of that. You get what I'm saying? But not because we genuinely, genuinely I'm in love with these people, you know? I don't think it's something that I really need to say on air because I don't know who is listening to me right now. But what I'm saying is, I am finally at peace. Yeah. Love-wise, I'm finally at peace because, it's just, I've been, there's this other person, eh? This is other person that once broke my heart, and nandene pupite vuravi fike peni angeke. I never forget about that person, you know, and I feel like he's my first love and all of that and all of that. And I'm just finally at peace because, you know, for so many years, in a very long time, for the very first time in my life, when we had a conversation, me and him had a conversation about it, because for all those years, you know, being so angry, being so mad because I'm no longer together with this person and all of that, it have always been a thing of like, he wronged me. No, he messed up. No, him. I've always been putting the blame on him, not really having to sit down with myself and really, you know, like reflect on every detail that happened and what could be the causes. Why did he behave in certain ways? Why did he do A, B, C, and D? And then I just came to a realization that I was a problem. Mina, I was the main cause as to why everything happened, you know, and as to why things turned out the way they did. But I mean, anyways, the fact that we had a conversation about it, I feel like I finally started with my healing journey, with just not being so mad unnecessarily, because the anger was just unnecessary. Because I just felt like, yeah, you know that I had to date other people and it was all your fault. No this, no that, you know. And I just realized that actually I was the wrong one. Accountability. That's where it's at. You know, accountability, when you're accountable for your own actions, right? You know, that's where and that's how the healing journey starts. You know, my sister, the reason you're not healing right now, the reason you're so angry and so mad and whatnot, it's because you don't want to be accountable for whatever actions or whatever part you took in whatever happened in your life right now. I was also supposed to talk about grief. I don't know if I've spoken about it. Excuse me, I didn't go out. But I mean, yeah, I was supposed to, you know, like talk about healing The other day, and I don't think I got a chance to talk about it. It's definitely gonna come. But then what I'm trying to say is, you know, like the healing journey starts when you like literally reflect on everything, because a story always have got two sides, you know, your side, my side, and the truth. You know, there's just no ways where you can be like, nah, but I mean, you know, you wronged me, but what part did you play? What role did you play? You get what I'm saying? Maybe he wronged you over things that you started. Maybe you started a fight that you couldn't finish. And I feel like regarding that, you know, I think for me, in that relationship that I had with that real lover of mine, I think I was it's a fight that I started and I couldn't finish it. And then when he finished me, then I was like, yeah, you're the reason why A, B, C, and D happened in my life. You're the reason why A, B, C, and D is happening. But I mean, actually, we had a conversation about it, and my healing journey have finally kicked off. I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, man, that's what I've been dealing with. What else? Life update, life update. I'm actually just at a good space in my life. I'm actually at a good space in my life, and with my conflicts, you know, like with my family problems, you guys, I share everything, and I've told you guys everything. There's a brother of mine that called in the other day, my loyal listener, and he called me literally and he asked me that, where are you guys? You know, you and your brother, how is it right now? How is the relationship? How is the connection? You know, I've been telling that story ever since. You know, it started on the Matriarchs show. You know, I once called in, I think she was having a topic regarding those things, and then I called in, and that's how the whole thing escalated, and we talk about it up until this day, you know. But then for me, we're good, actually. I'm good. I'm getting there. But then sometimes it gets to a point where I'm just like, no, it's okay. I kind of like had something like, I just couldn't understand. And it have gotten to a point where I feel like not everything deserves my energy. Not everything deserves my say. Not everything deserves, you know, not everything deserves that. You know, I don't have to be clapping back every time, even in unnecessary situations. So sometimes I just have to let things slide. There's something that kind of like happened, not kind of like, but like it literally just happened. And I'm actually trying to understand this person, you know. She's a very older woman, and I'm trying to understand her, and I'm like, but why are you like, machike ulingano man? You know, in my head, cause then I was, the aim was to call her and be like, yo, because that's one thing about me, you know. You cannot do that. You cannot. There are just some lines you can't cross. And I literally took my phone and I wanted to call and be like, yo, but why are you doing this, madam? You know, and actually later on I was like, these people are dealing with so much trauma. So it's okay. It's okay. But I mean, yeah, man, me and my fam, we're getting there. We're cool. We're good. I'm actually dealing with them in a very, you know, it's in a very healthy way. But trust me, when it's all said and done, like when all this fight is gone, it's going to be a very beautiful, a very loving family of mine. That's one thing I know for sure. But I mean, yeah, apart from that, I saw a video on TikTok the other day. I'm speaking under correction, but there's a guy, you know, that speaks so much sense on TikTok. It's just that I forgot his name. And he was talking about how, Nasfafa, Nuambela, Honamba, Mafamuliko versus Johafambela, Angeno, Ahistopando Movurahia. You guys are not gonna get that guab anymore. Speaking under correction, because it's just something that I've seen on TikTok. I really didn't see it in the newspaper or anything, but that's what I've seen. And there are so many comments on that video, you know, and it's how a lot of students are going on about, like, Nasfa for us was just, you know, like, It wasn't, you know, anything that has to do with alcohol, because I mean, a lot of people go on about how students are just wasting NSFAF on unnecessary things, and how they are koma makito and all of that, and wigs and all of that, and a lot of them are like majority of the people, the students, and I do understand that the ones that are in the comment sections, are students, and they're like, this is the money that we use to pay rent, bro, to buy our cosmetics, bro, you know, to buy our basic needs, you know. And at the very end of the day, I fully understand where these kids are coming from. You know, because these are people, some students, and So obviously you cannot depend on that, because some students are even like, with the money that we get, imaramu zonethimuri mweo, oho kwa there no kulike umbo, hakutu watu kwa there ututu minethere no mirongo nano, tuka kongomere rome umbo kamunachi. Imagine ane, imaruwa mzonde taistopo kwe. O ategele, openi ni mwenjimu. Kutango ategele rufuthi wa meme mozola mutu moka. Ngo ategelero mategelero inagategelero genji mozora moka shashi na anona nepaife zula to survive na akwa itaye 4x4 umota yuku upira mu mono ya mona ponerera o green lighter mo ngengo opa ningwi ni mafa mu upota kakara mosha ya zimbuka kengesheva za waya zimbuka peniki ni mahono otahi ya kakarezo la po ayu eva me ya kare kaita hakonde kuno na wano. Ngwe shashi kuna mwere no megumbone chochiri mofrizo meike kerimo. Ngwe wasonjana ngwe warokule shengondo kapenacha kapeno nu akwatina lia. Ohoki hala ziyo na tatemateo. Tatemateo nesha hata upeo vine no mafere gata no. Ota akala aroku kongo skanae kuchahita rongi zongumika. Openi ni mwenji na imo. So I really don't know. I really don't have all the details when it comes to the NSFAF money that is apparently stopping next year. Or I don't know. But I mean, I just want to also just talk about navigating student life, varsity life. You know, because it comes with a whole lot of challenges, a whole lot of problems, a whole lot of, you know, sometimes where you just have to end up even quitting, you know. Shashi ni ma oeku ningiro injinai, you know. It comes with a whole lot of there's so much peer pressure that comes with it. It's a lot, man. Sometimes you go to school, you are registering to go and start your course, and then at the end of the day you even end up just forgetting, why am I here, what am I doing here, you get what I'm saying? So it's something that really comes with a whole lot of challenges, and we'll definitely have to dive into that after having a discussion about suicide and all that. What should we do to prevent such things from happening? You know, what should we do at the very end of the day for our students to be wise enough to remember and understand that, to never forget the reasons of going to school, you get what I'm saying? You know, and for them to also, nakarenga, na waise akwetunde tahirongo, okuresha, o economy, tahirongo, okuresha. I think I had a conversation about it also, you know, when it comes to choosing the courses and all of that, because there was also not so long ago a lot of students that did education were protesting in Oshakati. What month was that? Was it somewhere in July or June? Speaking under correction though, but I mean, it happened, you know. And it's how people were dusting me in the comment section, because they're like, yeah, over 1,000 and what would, there was a very huge number there. And right now, there's somebody in grade 11 applying for the same course. Wurongi, come over the go. Inamu vakala. You guys don't know what's going on, or you guys are just blind, or you guys are just ignorant. You know, sometimes you really have to be realistic when it comes to such things. But I mean, it's exactly 40 minutes past 9 o'clock, and time is running so fast, and this is the Thought and Digest show. Having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight. Not only a conversation, though, having very, very beautiful conversations tonight. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered also when it comes to great, great music. What the heck is going on here? What the heck is going on here? Giving you all that information in the midst of giving you all the information that you need when it comes to navigating the varsity life, when it comes to committing suicide. We just want to save lives tonight. I got you covered when it comes to this. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this.
Got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop it for a pad. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pad. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it. Jewelry shine, it's so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like.
Ngengo unuzi kukontima, uzi uetera nduva. Achuru kendi kukwafere, chaninga nyero. Pesaro kuhamu ngozi moka, pesaro kuka kongombaro. Ndara nana next time ato kongombaro, afambori wa kongombaro, afaa kukuta. Shingatoke himangela mumti. Hoha wako, mwina uhawe.
Kapendo kandino zivu kontima. Kananga ngondo kandina umiwungo kamuna cha shokuje ununo mungai watara yuzima mungai jinekera nambengo kandi taratara ninekera ni mwane cha shokuje ununo mungai watara yuzima mungai jinekera nambengo kandi taratara ninekera ni mwane cha shokuje undinu mungu shoshone.
Tara, tara. Good evening, Eagle FM.
This program alive.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Uh-huh.
How are you, say?
I'm doing fine. How have you been?
I've been great. I missed you so much.
Me?
When man. When that is one day, I'm on Corona. I know Corona.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted.
Just hold the line, please.
Good health.
Okay.
I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low. Because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400.
Mende yange.
Jam.
Undange sikuwa ande hamu corona imani. O corona waka rukano.
Oh, we thank God for that, for your healing.
Brah. It was bad, brah.
Me?
No, it was bad. Ndanje nikerera. Corona ike hemwene mwene.
I'm at Sandra Kalunga. It's very merciful.
Yeah, I know. I'm good now. I'm getting better. And the corona here and there, but I'm really okay right now. I mean, the fact that I'm here is because I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yes. So how are you? How have you been?
No complaints.
No complaining. How is Windhoek? Are you in Windhoek?
No.
Oh, yeah, in the coast. I wanna come there, man. How is the weather there? I wanna come the next week. No, honestly, I really want to travel to Walvis Bay next week, Friday. And all of the, but I mean, right now, are we in spring or summer? How is it right now? No, my corona, no, Utarara, what are you going to do? I'm
going to go to Utarara, is always heating, man.
You want to tell me that Windhoek's winter is worse than Walvis Bay?
Yeah.
Really? Utara haven't gone to China or Wizana. Ngayawamana and the Mbruko 2022 Mbera. I was in Windhoek ne. Utara utamekemuran tuka mumei ndicha. Mumei ma pejuriro la piri di mea. Uvope wanaro saina kuja wuzet. We are here, bra. You know, and I can remember 2022, I had to run away. And that's scam Koambo because I had to tell Tate France because I really didn't know. That was the year that I started working there for Eagle FM, right? And then I asked my colleague Ludrov, I was like, yo, bruh, I don't want to have Ningo transferred here Koambo or Hachan Bangin because I didn't know. I almost got stuck because I didn't know how to ask or who to ask. And I didn't know how to match wrong or any man to hang out among the woman or Eagle FM almost. Anwandi cha indengine, ayo toa mwike Tate Franz haku cha, oto hipenipeni. Tate Franz angandi hiyo, andi kaningo kakosa, kama mbaramba rule omwezi kwa amu. Henda hili nizako, wenda chache. Utarara wavendu kasuri, guys, yo, ngahande hamana ipu utarara neno. It's really, really worse. So that is worse than Walvis Bay's winter?
Yeah.
Oh, ndeka chi because wa koronda wikiri rombaye.
Because on the Colonda. That is how it is.
It's better, ne? Oh, no, I'll come there, my dear. I'm coming Friday. I just want to come for a weekend and just, you know, I can go and go to the weekend. You guys have my number, Moss.
Yeah, so, we do it.
Oh, you have, okay. Ngito teke metita no yo umone kuja benedikta kwa gare ne hapo dinju. Bafa peni.
Andi kumono ike.
Toni ngingi ni?
What I'm saying, I'll give you a call.
Oh, you give me a call, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Please do call me my brother. But I mean, yeah, man, do you know what we're talking about tonight, though? We are talking about suicide. And it's a never ending conversation. It's a never ending conversation because we never stop talking about it because it's something that keeps happening.
Even last month I lost one of my closest friends.
Closest friend due to suicide, right?
Because of suicide,
Oh, damn.
Most of men, we are dying in silence, man.
You guys are dying in silence. Like, what's going on? We'll never stop talking about it because it's something that keeps happening on a regular. But what do you then think could be, you know? Shashipa mingenga tu popi pametashikwa felengo. I'm not doing anything, baby. What could be more especially speaking from a man's perspective?
Because when they say the problem shape is problem solved.
Exactly. Coming from now, coming from you as a guy, a man's perspective, right? I want you to tell me what could be the causes of suicide. What do you think? Where are we getting it wrong?
Yeah, maybe the way we were brought up, we were, because we were brought up to, meant to be tough and stronger.
Oh.
And whenever you have a problem, you don't speak it out.
That's how. Pamwe utekumbuya okuche otoriri chike imewaike mbe.
Yeah. You don't want to see your weakness, to show your weakness.
Ngwesha, paifo hamutiranga neno kulira shasho maputuka muganda kutuwa. You guys are cowards.
Yes,
if you cry, you are a coward.
Yeah, it can be one of the causes. Can be also the stigma of failure or stigma of rejection.
Yeah, rejection, that's in terms of rejection from parents or?
Yeah, parent or from relationship.
From relationships.
Relationship is no more.
Undotoki mangereka molohole. Akwaita yumchungu dandu ningini mai.
Yeah, what is cowardness? It's not cowardness. Things are serious, Benedicta.
Things are what?
Things are very serious.
Things are very serious, but you guys are also doing as dirty.
Yeah. As a woman, women, they are emotional beings. It's not like men.
What is wrong with men? Men, when we cheat on you or when we reject you, the only answer is committing suicide.
But women, you are very stronger than so men. They are no more resilient like women, you know. So now you are taking over, you are taking the lead when it comes to resilient women.
But where did you guys go wrong when it comes to resilience, though?
I don't know. I also don't know. Maybe we have that we fear that stigma most.
Which stigma?
When I go open a case with the police, or I go, I want to seek for professionals. We don't want to be people laugh at you or end up mocking at you almost.
Yeah, man. Story njono na he stop it, chiri man. But do you know? I think that's also us taking it back to how we grew up. You know, like being called cowards and all of that, and you can on volume and don't hop a picking him off. I'm on volume and on volume. Exactly, it's already so stuck in your minds, believing and thinking, kucha, if I go to the police station, I'm already in a society that is like this, obviously people are going to laugh at me. So I think, Aish, it's bad, my guys. But do you know that uno nava vo generation na inga unoneka vatu kadaleni unona vameta akakala veli melao nai shashushu kuchaso tafatu vatafini nevotaka poneike because we are the generation that got to now realize all these things and we are the generation that have got names to these things that our parents didn't have names to. They didn't know what mental health was, they didn't know what depression was and all of that. They didn't know what it means, what the consequences are when it comes to you being called a coward and all of that. They didn't know all these things. But then right now that we are the generation that have got names to these things and we know how they are affecting us, it's like we are marketing to our kids and telling them, the ones that are growing up, you know, for the kids that are listening right now, a 2, a 3, a 5-year-old child that is listening right now, you know, in the years to come, they will know, I mean, from now on, they will know that it's okay for a boy to cry if you are hurt.
The boy child.
The boy child, it's okay for you to express your emotions and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, so I feel like they'll be the luckiest generation that knows their worth, that knows what's right. The ones that just do not care about what people think.
Yeah, we need to be open up, man.
We need to open up. You guys have inherited our mothers and our grandmothers' traumas. You said he committed suicide when last weekend?
It was on the 10th, Mbela.
On the 10th, Mala ongalo yakala yingipi?
Basi mwingi na dimo na kwadi na homa.
Oh, papi tafungu no mon.
Sometimes I'm not that deep of anger. Sometimes you can, you could maybe give a helping hand, man.
But Shoni.
It's very, very, very.
That's bad, my brother. That's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Mandanzi kupulevali. Shashopo apota pweke the way we grew up and stuff, right? Ondala vali kupula kombinga yo. Ihamwa afektwa. Shashi, this is what I think. I'm not a guy. Ihamwa afektwa ko story inyayo. Shuja, we are also living in a society where we are broke.
The problem with the society, we normalize success as the only things that we.
I don't know. Yo.
Fear is not the end of the world. It's the just attempt in learning. Just attempt in learning. That's the acronym of failure.
But guys, also, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic, guys, in some situations. Gasheike, epipike, 20 something and whatnot. Vadope left cola and stuff. Should the pepegenga vadope scola or puanga or aningi kere, it's like you are good for nothing in your entire life, huh? Exactly. Popenango shimashisha lidingaki ni mayonga ho, ni mavacho scola. Taking it back, this is a conversation that I like having with you. How much the education system has failed a lot of young people. And that's why they're in situations that they're in. Mara paife onwa feeling ban shashi zakweka tutumako skola shashi keshe umota tumako skola. It's all mango ili pombe la yonga ho, you know? The ones that copelad and made it, the ones that didn't have, you know, couldn't, shashenti na vifa, ambo, tofuku copelad, baoro, jidanga, itivuruka, ngayangashke, ngay, I didn't like those subjects in school, you know, because I just, on sawanjong kuku piki, I cannot, it's not because I don't want to, you know, and a lot of people ended up failing grade 12 or failing grade 10, and they are now labeled in society as good for nothing, or they are just, you know, and finances right now in their lives is a thing. And imagine now, just because that's the trend that society is following, you go to school, you get a job, and. And for the ones that went to school and didn't make it, are the very same people that are committing suicide. Because when you don't make it in school, and you have got no grab anymore, there is no means for survival and whatnot, what do you then do? And it's coming with so much pressure coming from society.
In the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your smart buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of Tastic Rice for just $39.99. 3x 1 liter Crystal Gold olive oil blend for $199.99. 500 gram Sunshine D original brick for only 19.99 and 2 2-liter Fanta bottles for a sweet 37.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
Shandi tigana kanje. Perudike retundura evandupa ifenomu womatinge kunadora.
Hey.
O sexy ke wenengi. Na ha evuike ukari no himon.
Yes, yes.
Shandi kape nuno na haro kukala nuno anu akwanja nengi harongo hapitike elime wumboka. But imagine as a guy, all these things getting to you. Shashi, echito rapanare. And looking at all these things, kuchae on woman.
It's a medication, most.
Exactly. And also just, if you're a 27-year-old guy, oponga nuokaranga tokamba zarange, to just have a partner in your life. You know, cause that's what the hormones are saying and stuff. But nobody is even associating with you when it comes to such things because you are broke.
Broke nigga.
Broke nigga. Inyala, oruthiruweva paifena ndoaza kwa marungura hono nenge ngae, rimaya shungira, nenge chiko, tapo pike, kasi umo tapo pike kujina hano numenu harongo, nenge gena hauto. Paifu, esi leveringa hapa, nukula hako hauto?
You are just chasing paper papers.
Bra, imagine as a guy now. Knowing very well you've got no, kunike maho mono dora chirika. Ngomo no $5 erango $5 to hirongisa cheni.
Chamana.
Ngoli mo society hiringa. Ini mamzono me broom mind those things will get to you, bra. And you end up overthinking. But then when it comes to such things, I think boys just need to. Me, I love my boys, and I'm like, and being broke.
You can tell me more from the psychological point of view because you that one is your area of expertise.
Exactly, bruh. We understand. Our dear boys, our dear brothers, we understand it's not your fault. Being broke, if it's finances that is troubling you right now, thinking kucha nobody wants you.
It's always crippling you.
Yes, we understand, my brother. It's not your fault. Popina nea kwa itambea hakala ta hasere nga unu. Nugomati uko ngengo hasere wa ya upendicha. Popina nea mba hakala ya viso shoni. Nwe ngo aso hasere wa shoni. Toso njara nene. Ngo uliko mbade tungo nga andiku. You are 25 uliko mbade tungo orongone dhopi nengi orongona. I understand, my boy.
Yeah.
I understand, but it's just this thing of Bible. Ochiri na nama matia akwanyam omoro kuinoma nae. Ono uti kujohoro koko matungo. Ma jito ya mea oa kuimona wawai saye. Onu kuchua opa mapena nopai teno tendera hare kupotendera hetungo nenge nevumbore. Ma shuri mea oa kuinomena manuaya waningo IT. Weke. We understand, my brother.
Yeah.
There is no harm in saying the truth. We know where the problem came from. We know why a lot of black people, young people are suffering. We know why.
Yeah, we are jeopardizing our life.
Exactly. To relax and you tell our own.
Yeah, the problem with us, we don't want to be condemned, man.
Yeah.
Condemned and living below our means.
Exactly. Oh, Python, you didn't even get a no pima ramo no. Otara u meburu. Shaji na arongi. Arongi. Oto dimburu kwa mwevingu ya tunika arongi tayi mangereki ya fa patani kwa.
Pohangwena region.
Pohangwena region nga ni nimbera mo. Waja kwa angwena ndishi. Unkwa nyama ndishi.
Nija kwa angwena kwa ndaja mo sasi.
Ma unkwa nyama mozu.
Ya unkwa nyama ya.
Okay. So na ungeke dashi. Ngongkwambi.
Anga yo ngkwanyama.
Oh ngongkwanyama. Anga ngkwanyama kwambi. So
anongwewa jako wongo.
Nganda za po wongo po kekike me tate ngkwanyama chimbudu jaza kwa angora. Memo ngkwambi. Memo ngkwambi.
Pokeke.
Eh, opuke faza pokeke mo. Tate hazile mwango ambele nevulongo na heta tui nachu na we. Yeah.
You are African. We are all African.
We are all African, my dear. There is no exactly go wherever you wanna go. But I mean, yeah. What I was saying is, by the way, for finance, otuna na rongi. Arongo mwedingwia, they are committing suicide.
They want to convert themselves with their peers that they went to school. Kama na kina different day, ilongo na kumi na.
Yeah.
Yo, katisle pa kinya ko ko mino ka fango ke nengo no ka ginango ikelim it is more white man than the for the teacher. And they want to catch up with that one.
They want to catch up with that.
And they just end up in debt.
They end up in debt.
Yeah.
And also, uchuku chape skoro pena akuruka dimbea ya akurunu eno lungu sanai.
Yeah.
Working environments are very toxic, brah.
Yeah, they're very toxic.
They are very, very toxic, which can really mess up your sanity on another level.
Yeah, that is what we call corporate bullying.
Corporate bullying is real. Mm. And imagine now you are the youngest. Nanichongwene, you are the youngest. Nengo muripo muriata too. The young ones apo skora mo. Na akurupe nende ukurupe mbono na ushe ndicha keshaka mageno kakwa kwa kako. Yone mbe na ndicha nanduko lika ohe mbono uliwari uchona mushe murime 20 theni. Mbea ihakwa sene nandoke. Nande hazo po imape nacha. You know,
yeah,
salary ho hi ke hemone ke mene haro hatara kujote hirongita chiki. And then there is you. There is literally taking care of everyone at home.
Yes, Nana.
Yombe wata yumbirepu ukwa kwa ayo ka polo ayo ka GTI. Ngombe yenge leo lipono farewa ne kutate Matthew. Ya kwa dolungu samo mbere wapo break time amu. Imagine now hearing such things every now and then. Kuchale, Benedict taking a long way can alembel along a lemposha. Ta popi ki poroporo. By the way, imagine hearing these things as a person. Oh, non make a man. Nanda kutuino kaya hopuikini ni mayan. Ahumba no handi rongo na oke shesiku. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5 o'clock. In the same place with them. And they're the very same people having or throwing shade like this or talking bad things about me.
Oh.
What do I do? That can get to me. And what will I end up doing? Otoki hatha ndahake mbanga ndika liye lona. Ndepa ife neko lona hono. Andi hile landi kekere po. E tuku tuku ndi enene. Shashonda alandi abumune kucha. Hello. You cannot just shut up. Hiro ngere mbo shaka. Ngananga andi vuru. Nde mbole andi vuru wike no mbanga. Shachika kara po.
Yoko fare.
Yoko fare munduda.
Yeah, sleepless night.
Olungu sana ho problema. So it's a complex. This topic is a complex thing, you know.
It's bigger than what we think.
It's bigger than what we think. And when it comes to like toxic working environments or things like that, it's something that really needs to be. Ochi macha mbo kutarika na washo. Ya kwa toa lungu sana tulonge ni na hongi nyano me working environment amon.
Ano onima ano ano mostrano sisi kumulange redskill ano.
Eh, our life skills are more here, but it's not taken serious.
Oh, it's only for the students, not for teachers.
And it's only for learners. And even for learners, they are just failing them. Shashu life schools, I can remember when I was in school, Ola excuse why I do once in a week, and because it's also a non-compulsory subject, and the very moment you go to school, and then you chill in class, the whole hour just chilling. As I miss a class here, kono kuri ka.
It is underrated.
Momo life school's textbook, I'm on a munike, HIV and AIDS, what. But, no real life, these things that we're dealing with. Kucha, one day when you start working, hey, how do we deal with toxic colleagues?
Yeah, the chomoneko, it is one of the underrated subjects.
What leads to toxicity in working environments? So we look at those things. There is nothing like that, my dear.
Yeah,
oh, you can get the U in life skills and move on to the next grade.
And what is emotional intelligence?
What is emotional intelligence?
Yeah, safe away.
Those things,
yeah. Oh, Olungu Sakai Waka.
Olungu za oya pia na kana. Olungu za njono na ho. I contribute me suicide njo. Shasha hi pressure inga anon. Ndo olungu sahiri manu ya akuru nu akurupe. Anu ya akuru nu eno olungu sanayi. Yone ngeno ya pumba ngengena ndo onaronga akuru nu muripo skora. One mwapunga mutukwa telekomisho. Amutu pukurura. Nando pena se ati pumumumwe se unona wanyasha. Osa ati pumumumwe nga atune problema. Akuru nu ya pumba ye tuga ndekucha. Chongadina muchini ngawe nenga nona yanyasha inyi. They were supposed to guide us. Manoeta tu papina ki koror. Ompoita ota papina avote ku piene ki nkweto tulimo mepo manga mani.
Ulimo njila
na telele manga. Eshine iti po lungu sa po anu vakulunu po nelovo vapukulula anona. Ngashike me skola mberano mi ipangero mono and staff.
Okupenye kwa apu wapu.
Nga handu kaku tuo okaria anua hinanu yeno lungu sa mo chirongom.
Eh.
Apang. Apangi. Arongi. Ditamas pangero muno otolongo njia okuchange ngena ndoa ya konda ndi kumonon kisa chimashu ini chipopza. Chakalunga mehurumo ndino kuchipo. Shika tuka hapo lunch. Ohoto pika hetu. Kuta anama mwana ngata tenguya webuta nguyondu vanua. Ohazi mbela kumsati rijena. Aya ngonu anu wa family handa ngati ngati. Ukuno
ki. They are mild but they are integrity. Now
olungusa. It's just that those things are not. Kunama tochuvu. Oko kuchika nuyakarunga mwana olungusa nai. Polancha more, there is no proper or conversation study tungu or anything. It's just lungus.
A conversation of dapumba no.
A conversation of dapumba nae. Oka petition nika kucha, nguyo kwa engaging bane. Onduva no waka, olu menumbela nguye engaging vacho kwa chako angwe na mbela. Ndeo kwa teke mbela halongo batimo shop writer. Oiki ni mayonga ho. Kapeneka ya olungu sayo shima shafi manangeno shino shilonga.
Okay, if the person is working in chocolate, how does it concern the person?
That's what I'm saying. And imagine how mina hearing those things. Shashini wandina kuyude kwa atulo angele ni moshipa angelo shimendiri nande shikareja kula. Amende shita mukiwe kwa me, ilua ndikava kura pongo kukahewa angeo umweta kutiko. Vatine embele olu menuo embele alongo mosho praida vatike na shite keku potoka chiko njala. Imagine how me hearing those things. Will it not get to me? It will. And then I'll be like, Domone, what if I cut off that engagement and be like, iti pikilali na shoko mejoka? Okanya.
Oshonana.
Words are very, ohakutua, okana akavuro, akavuro, icha mokana ohairu rumachi vurithi. Tofuro kutenda njengawa, nda ndi poro moshaike uranje raka. Siwomo vura hiyo kukiri liko mtima wanjo.
Ochonana.
Demo ndudi tekwa faga. Porungu samono napo naputari kutana wana onjo na afika hii fume nuwe tu me ngodhimani.
Ochonana.
Yeah.
Ochirini waka.
Ondapa ndura kana kanji.
Kwa mpuranga wa mathimbo ya mkucha, omoroshe kitu na wampa ngodhi njidu.
Olungu sa. sami akuru kahina chironga na tutalipo namo. I think I had a conversation about it. I think it was last year when I had a conversation about this, and then I was like, what do we do? You know, because we've got people that are gossiping others about certain things and stuff like that, right? You know, we've got people that are doing that. And what do you do when you are the one in the position or you are the one being gossiped about? You get what I'm saying? Sometimes you guys are working together as colleagues and stuff like that. How do you deal with things like this? And it's a lot of people called in and they started saying that, no, but just don't mind them. But just don't. Then I do understand. You can tell me and give me all these quotes and be like, you don't have to listen to what people are saying about you. But I mean, come on. These are people that I'm working with every day. I spend so much time with these people, so many hours a day. I've got 24 hours, my G. But then I get to spend 12 hours with these people. The very same people that just don't like me for no reason. The very same people that are just creating rumors for no reason. Like, the energy is just off. There is no working together. There is no erongero kume in working environments and all of that. And it's how they are just like, no, but just don't mind them. What do you mean I must not mind them? What do we do with the people that are doing these things? Because they are really destroying people. And it's also a thing of like, I have seen such videos. I think I've seen videos on TikTok, right? I've seen videos on TikTok, and it's how a lot of people, you know, like, we're making videos of how they are quitting their jobs. They're like, now I'm leaving my job because what? I'm leaving or I'm quitting, you know, because my work environment or my colleagues are toxic. Imagine I'm going to omborota ahiku momokana mororungu saheni. Inamariko kumwena nda mupa pinima inochironga. Omariko kupopzi shenda anumbiri moka baki. How is it your concern? Chashungwa tamikangia ni shenda ha. Namu tamikamu iningo everyday topic. Nde shandia ni shendi no change no o mabrei paki higa mono mavurma naka. O higa mono. Nde shashunga andina njotu andia kwa fere. O handi seiva nga andi mone kucha. Nandi ninki gengino. Nga andi seiva ndikani nina ndawe brei paka. Nga andika andere memese wake umbu. Masha ashikirongo kuno lungu sana hii. Nga indatiro kukala kethi mwanu yepiko loronga takunda sana. I'll end up buying things not because I want to, but it's because of your lungus. It's a whole complex thing, guys. It is a very complex thing. And that is really damaging people. Ochirine? Or meme to mani tarong on udigi nini, my mom works, can be on her feet for 7-8 hours working in Pick and Pay as a whatever. Marukuri mketa bullying ba kunonu chuchuk. For instance, let me say my mom is 57 years old. Domuni ku ukrinki mbuno, they are just 27, they are just 28. Doiga unolungu satopo pinama akurun. And because of that, due to that toxicity, my mom cannot take it anymore. Omboroto homoka baki pai vahi mama itahi moehi nonjema. Shashi, my mom had to quit and leave that toxic environment because of lungus. And imagine now. Good evening, Eagle FM.
Good evening, Duva.
Yes, my love. Clementine?
Yes, yes.
Wani gazikupe?
Bikin drivo radio no bingung.
Oh, apa fara tegerero? Nego aku ya lema gutara rasa mui sama utara rasa. Ya kau nanti apa temot doro pamu ya? Isama utara rata isimongi nihero ne.
Oh.
Hey. Now man. Oh, kalau apa kina?
Apa dia apa?
Apa ya apa? Atu pop so lungu saman.
Lungu sa jika, lungu ni.
Ah, lungu sa. Omaka nangeago. No, we are actually, we are talking about suicide. We're talking about suicide today. Shashi, we kenga mzono tunangu umeno unji unja wi mangereke. And also, we're talking about navigating adversity life. Shashona vandu vitoma okorora kutu anaspa fokwafata stop apo. And all of that. So, and a lot of people are like, ah, ni ama tuka survive angini. Shashi muna aspa fase ya mweka tuari hatu nturamo marovu no mehenesi. Okwali hetu kwa fena ndo kufute renta. Nukuranda angini kuri. Papa kutu wane ngo kwa stopa. The chances are, urungota uhipombada, omategerero inagategerero taga hipombada, cause I mean, if there is that a Mateo that is willing to give me a 1.5, and I'm suffering, and keumbokuni ke kukushashi, mind you, some people have got no parents. Keumbokuni ke kukuha kwa topenzera hakonde kwa nare ka tekule rolongo na himu. So how am I going to survive? So that's what we're talking about. Marungu soheke ya pongino kucha. Shachi ya pe suicide. Me suicide anti chako nyara. Umenonga hawi mangereke. Then ano yoro kucha. Finances. Akwa itaka eni mairo. Shachi nano kelementine ndi chaya. You guys don't want broke guys anymore. You guys are saying. Umalevelinga apa nokuri hamuti we broke. Hamuti nandaro mkwa itake na hauto. Weteko, popena ne uchike leranga kuchata mibru, ngewa mono tina, okera u. And, popena nga ne mbono hakutu, ngewa mono tina, okera u. Popena nga kwa itangashu mwevi mgu ya kawazireko, akwa itayarongi skola enu paisle pandota imangereki. Olungu soheke ya pone ngino kucha, umenu ume mbono, unu paisle pandawi imangereki, unona ume mbono haurongona akurunu, akurunu nare akara momo industry enu kwa kwa wao. Yo akurunu nembono oeno makana na ethimborimu. Shashi otokara pona ndo muri mulipo ya tatu anyasha une muri mono hamurongo ya tatu mulipo na ndo kuri. Yo asha mbea akurunu ya akara muna enu kwa kwa wao. Ngohofa alewao ya kweni mbea na yota ye kerepu hauto wao. Shashi mbea ajivurika kuchimaya zaka. Pamweka anjawi hakuwa thera kupopena ne ngwe. Ongwe iki wakwata. Ongwe mguvi hezi moreni. Itovule kukukira kukaporo. Upuata meko kuronga. Unuwe poro ngwe mwene. Unuwe poro anjeni. Popena na akuru pembe. Irike mumbere wa mwoke. Mbota akudhirike ne vinaro. Ae Benedikta mbero harongere mbosha.
Ankukutu.
Oh, akini mwike tafale. Na mate unga angu ya kufarela wampo mazereka tano kwa shururo mweza atura mpuma hore. Mate wiko pao seshahi ya seri na kuru pa kwao. Ongo ika atura poka na hono ne. No moha uto aje shi hake yaka kenike na nde zimba ro prefiu mahasha. Ano oka kukutuanu. Meteko. Inimane mzono onu omnu onu mike chitora pwa nare. Nandike muchino pigina anu shitati. Those things will get to me. Baya pura nini emano kucha? Anu mbo. Akuru pike mbo yore thimbori mike mbo ike tafaru menu brother wetu nu sister wetu me mango. Polungu samono rapu nimbe nginya. Po kukudhiri ke mbo kupopi gini maya afere mbo. Shasha thimba mbo ike tari u menu chiri?
Hmm.
Hmm. Oto tingini?
No, macro, no, continuo, apuñina. Ojita, ya está.
O macorolina. Ay, Juan, y Clementina, please do call me back. Eh, that's what you people say. Macorolina, y apuñina. Deje pa' me encanta, pues te cago en ti, ma, Juan, yo. O sea, venga, y tiburón, o culo, carano, y no rumbo, sonido, que así cama, cucha. Un güey. Shitopo sonde chuva. Kwa thanjo mbili ni mambino yo be the bigger person, bigger person. Shami genda hindi kuvutu ranje hilo ngere mbosh. Ouno kuya uwe ucho korole na washo.
Watende ngota hatu afa. Ashike muyo tali nzimana.
Shit, I'm a honey boy. kama ila komezo tutale chako konima ina mnganduka ngenge tampopiwa ngeno ndale presti ngeno moshilongo sange kamu nepashu ngeno ndale upangeli ngeno moshilongo sange kamu ndongo kulu kati tatengo tatu Mr. President de Pekina Oshuwa na shoyo tashkwena Oshilongo kopinga yumeka kuna mea Upeno shuwa na shima yashtema Upena bamu ya bamu lukesha kwa shiviki Upena bamu ya bayo babike Mnungo kapa na koyo kovati nakatiki Esha shengengi ndofutile shalo topiliki Koyo polisi de ipopi na yuti
Enamendari president Kenini meisho handilu nulula Enamendari mbo minister Ikuwa shishinya
Oh no, all a mess.
Yeah,
from the ball. Let me tell you my story. Ngayo chimu tu chavali vamosha katim. Una kokera mokatana. Bakara na koksa moru kata. Ngayo onda marangi manjoli. Oyali yoku ninga pondo potora. My daddy, I'm sorry.
Japan Dali, Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumba unitue kawayo. Hai jira jira ya fange. Umafikuwa amwe. Ohandi streaming. Umafikuwa amwe. Ohandi popi. Umafikuwa amwe. Ohandi nigaishe. Poshika ndoshimi. Pamwe na parapeza. Uinda holora. Ame haishi pangere. Osho pa umwini. Jira jira umakote fanoni data. Momkaro wili. Mwana parika ukutunga kutungaraka. Oku streaminga. Na ukudenga pamwe na parates. Konga parates Namibia. Always, always
Nakusa kept so party at Chino Shoro, you've got a long way to go.
Rest in peace.
Nobody had been Jokumo, no Makumagi, don't the paper of Passapo.
Rest in peace.
As Simburu Quatoxi, Angura Tankis, and my meme, she bono no.
Foster,
I'm crying about and I chop it up, I can't obey my issue.
Now we make a paper and we bless our family. Oh, me to shake us.
We wanna say we are sorry. Never, never, never. Never, never. Never, never, never. Sikira no kupanda siku limo tamondola. Never, never, never. Never, never. Never, never, never. Sikira no kupanda siku limo tamondola.
Ndeta shikesho teke suwanga kandi ya mea. Negi, kamushe.
Siku kuku kupata we mdoli kwa ajili yangu Mungu amekushusha kitungua norata ya mtoli ama nyama nyama kwenye sambusa kichuguni mzigo na toroli hadi nguo inataka pasuka msupu ni macho ya goroi rangi kama unaoga mafuta oh my I don't like
Salamu Like a baby in a court. I put the water in the ocean in the city that I'm from. I left your room in the dark of my blink is a torch. I watch fashion that's a day in the mirror that I saw. Shaping like a ball, we go ball. Flexity tall. I go set to the front.
happiness that I always have when I'm behind the mic needs to be studied. But then it's exactly 43 minutes past 10 o'clock. And welcome back to the Thor and Daiji show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock. I just remembered something very, very important that I wanted to talk about. Or Loki, just give you a warning about, you know. I need you guys, ne? I need you guys to, because, there is so much, I'm just realizing right now, ne, that there is racing our kids. There's so much work that needs to be put there. There's so much work that needs, like, we literally need to teach our kids the basics, like, age, man. I've seen an incident, not an incident actually, but then I've seen somebody, you know, and she's a young, very beautiful young girl. You know, she's just 24 years old. She's just 24 and she's beautiful. And it's just the way, apparently, because this was, she tells people that apparently she's going through a lot, or she went through a lot as a child, how she grew up and all of that, which I understand really do come with a lot of trauma. But then I don't know how she's using that as, let me quickly just pay the bills.
USAID shelves are stocked with fresh produce, pantry staples, and more. All at prices you can afford. Pay only $134.99 for selected Lavish premium disposable nappies, $54.99 for 2 kilos Surf hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Polygrid dishwashing liquid, $14.99, and 400 milliliters Dawn hand and body cream, $29.99. You save, I save, we all save at You Save.
What I'm saying is, you know, like, there is, she apparently went through so much as a young child, you know, and I think the one thing that we really need to start teaching our kids, and not only our kids, but then also ourselves, you know, there's a TikToker, that I just recently recovered, not recently recovered, but I think she just started with a TikTok videos recently on TikTok. Her name is Kamo. I think she's from SA, you know, and it's just how she's giving out her stories, you know, and she's so brave. That's so brave of her, you know, like, to give out stories of all the mistakes that she did in her 20s and all of that. You know, there's no harm in telling the truth and telling what you went through, because you never know who you might be talking to, you know, and it's just how she influenced a lot of young people, not only South Africans though, but then the whole Africa at large, because we're also listening to her and we're like, oh damn, you make so much sense, Mama Kamo. You know, and I think I see, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, I've made my mistakes also, you know, and I'm also finding ways on how to heal from some of the things that I did, you know, and I can see, you know, some things that I've prevented, because me not growing up as my growing up, I grew up with strict parents, right? And because also growing up with boys, I think it also just kind of like saved me, because I've been kind of like a tomboy. So I've been very, very boring. Even as a teenager, I've been a very boring girl, you know, and I had morals, and I had, I kind of like was a girl of dignity. You know, I have set standards for myself that this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to do. And I can remember talking to my ex last night, and it's just how I kind of like treated him, I treated him badly at some point when we were still together, and he asked me about it, you know, and he's like, but why were you treating me like that? And I was like, yo, boy, I understand we're very young at the time, and I was just trying to also just prevent myself. I knew how much I loved you, and I was just trying to prevent myself from allowing certain things to happen so I don't fall for you, because I understand what a lot of young people are dealing with. It comes with a whole lot of temptations and all of that. And I mean, being young is all that, you know, but then I was wise enough. I feel like I grew up so fast to really just, you know, understand and see those things, and at least have, you know, have a way on how to maneuver around such things, you know. And I was like, I didn't want nobody to play with my heart, you know. I grew up as a girl that just set some strict rules for herself, you get what I'm saying. And it's how Mama Kamo now, from SA, how she's telling us stories about how she messed up her 20s, her early 20s, because she's in her early 30s right now, in her 30s, you know, and she's healing from a lot of things that she did in her 20s, you know. She focused on relationships, she made some bad financial decisions just due to society's stereotypes and all of that, and that's exactly what a lot of young people are dealing with right now. But what I can tell a young girl right now, a young girl in her 20s right now, not only 20s, but what I can tell a young girl right now is to love yourself more. Love yourself. I think it's such an important thing to receive so much love from home and to be told at home. I think parents and our guardians or whoever is taking care of us at home to just, you know, like practice teaching and guiding the kids about self-love. You know, because I've seen it. I've seen how a lot of young people are just throwing themselves away as if they don't love themselves. You know, where they are not, they have lost morals, they have lost values. You know, they are seeking validation from boys, seeking validation from guys that have got no business with them. Something that I've seen with my two naked eyes, you know, literally guys playing a very beautiful girl, and it's how she's falling for all these traps. And I'm like, what is wrong with you though? What are you lacking? Are you seeking validation from guys? Is that how you now know that you are hot? Is that now how you know that you're beautiful? What is going on with you? Or is the trauma now of things that you went through as a child? What is wrong with you? And I think there's so much, it's so important, you know, to heal from wounds that I know sometimes we didn't cause, but it's so important to heal, you know, so we don't bleed on people that didn't cut us, but apart from them, so we also don't destroy ourselves and just become very reckless with our lives. You know, let's not let whatever we went through define us, define our present, neither our future. You know, you guys are throwing your souls away so much. Stop seeking validation from guys. And Mama Kamo said the other day that there is no degree, there is no business in trying to look for love in your 20s. Stop it. Your 20s, I mean, hey, I don't want to preach and get emotional right now, ne? But I'm like, we have been wronged. We have been wronged in so many ways as young black people. So we have got no business in trying to focus on things that are just not important, are just not valid. You know, it's such an important thing to focus on ourselves and build ourselves. There is no trophy in trying to look for love right now, trying to look for marriage right now. Let's build ourselves. But most importantly, let's love ourselves. To the young parents out there, to the parents out there, and I'm not only putting or giving this responsibility to the parents or guardians or whoever is taking care of us, but to ourselves as well. To the young girls out there, let's stop seeking validation from people to know how beautiful we are, to know how important we are, to know that we are worth a very good life without confusion from some random guys. You know, don't do that. Don't waste your 20s in trying to seek and look for love and all of that. because you are going to regret things that you won't be able to bring back anymore. Because if you throw yourself away right now and live a very reckless life, you're not going to change that in your 30s. Now, when you're going to reflect on all the things that you did in your 20s, your 20s are for your building yourselves, young black girls and boys. We are broke. The education system has failed a lot of young black people right now. We are trying to just seek for survival right now. We're literally trying to survive financially and do what we can do. So we cannot, in the midst of all the problems, the real problems we're already faced with, we can't mix that with some useless pleasure. We can't mix that with trying to seek validation from boys. We can't. Our 20s are very important. You know, at least in our 30s, can we be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor? The labor that we need to be busy with in our 20s. These are not years to be wasted, but these are years to, you know, try and see what you can do with your life. After being filled by the education system, what now? Where to from here? After being filled by your parents because they didn't or they couldn't afford A, B, C, and D, where to from here? Not from here, I might just get pregnant. From here, let me go look for... Don't do that to yourselves. Let's love ourselves. Let's have values. Let's, you know... You know, I was listening to Etuhole the other day. Etuhole is a TikToker. I think she's in America, but she's a Namibian. She's married to some white man in America. And she's like, onwaka dona kala uno confidence in a piana nine. Nande kunasha. Nande kuni longa nande kunashik. Don't refuse to look like your problems. But that's not the point. What I'm trying to say is, regardless of whatever you're going through, even as a guy, I'm talking to both genders right now. You know, refuse to not value yourself. Do not value yourself. Karike no uno vino njia kucha itachichua nde hapo katopo lako numba nde ukuro ngela pomo bane nge mga beti nga nde kesho matite ama no kuchombuda anje ka. You get what I'm saying? Confuse them, because people have got beliefs. I even saw a video on TikTok the other day how this guy was going on about a lot of, you know, like bar ladies, bartenders, unona harongo me guest house, unona harongo pu restaurant ano mubetinga mo omwe ninga munombiri hanai nena wirapo koka GTA ngura wirapo koka poro ndeke shegumwe okuku chiki. Indane oka nge maka betting akata tema te umono. Ndeto ningi kwa tango kwa maka zona mba haro ngomu bettinga. Ihakwato akwato akukeshe. Ino nyenganje kichigo he. Tuonta, why are you touching my boot? Like, let's avail you guys. It is something that, yo, I just saw a video right now and it reminded me of something. I was supposed to tell you guys when I was giving my life updates. I was supposed to say that. Please, man, let's value our souls. But I mean, yeah, man, back to today's topic, suicide. Suicide, I think, since now it's really something that really comes with, you know, like there are a whole lot of elements when it comes to that. I think the main thing when it comes to that is for people to never pressure themselves. You know, we understand, like Mina, I understand, you know, and, Genmi maro kwa li haitorwa. Nyengesho mo kwa le no way hironga. Kesho mo kwa itavuro kukare. E no way. Kukare no chimari wa. Ngeno ka peno na kwanja ka. Genmi maro kwa haifoma kemti. Ngeno kesho mo kuri kuhemwene paife. You know. And I don't know what parents are not seeing when it comes to that, because we've got a lot of people that are even being pressured, you know, to do things by parents, knowing very well kuti wanja tukena chanengeke na maro ngenge na mahupireka, you know, and they are turning a lot of young people into liars as well, and turning them into doing things that they were not supposed to do. Otirijirikesi kukethi mbondu kiwi keno maraka meumbomo kuchaye ngotori na ingwe kuna shiweta momuno and all of that. It's those things sometimes also, you know. Anongeno kwa handivuro kweta mochangeno chiri chiri andi cheta nga mumi tika karike na itika dikike lanje nukuri shashote vurumos, you know. And it's these things that really make people now do things that they don't want to do. By the way, I think I'm davuro malakame umbuhandika hangane konopa. Eh? Andika konopa hapo. Next time, ashandike umbuhandivuro kufanela komboroto. Eh? To just seek for that validation kucha otevuru. And sometimes it's these words that also just cut deep. And sometimes, you know, you end up thinking that there's no reason for me to live anymore. If my very own parents are saying such things to me, then why the heck am I here? Nandike chimanike passport aman. Nda gu hike room week. Kachi vure weji. You know, I think parents really need to understand when it comes to such things that a lot of young people are not in situations that they are in financially because they genuinely want to. We've got a lot of young people that have played dangachi, they had opportunities, they had chances and all of that. But in most cases, some are in situations that they are in not because they want to. And the only message that I have for a lot of young people right now, for all the young people right now, is both genders. I need you guys to listen and listen attentively. That there's so much happening already. There's so much happening already, and some of us are not depressed. We are like just broke, like we just need the money to just survive, you know, and not to go buy wigs, not to go buy Hennessy, not to do any of that, but to literally just be able to survive, to just be able to make sure that we've got the basic needs, to make sure that we've got food. You get what I'm saying? You know, so what we can then do when it comes to such things, most importantly, is to just do what we can do to make sure that that's the most important thing. Forget about society's stereotypes. Forget about what people think, you know, that at least by the age of 28, you're supposed to be thriving, you know, at least because your peers already driving polos, all of them. At least by this age, you're supposed to have, you know, like, at least a plot or at least a house, you know, like somewhere in Windhoek, you know, at least by this age and whatnot. Forget about all that pressure. Forget about society's stereotypes, thinking that at least by the age of 30, you're supposed to be married with kids and have your own house. These are rules that people have. These are rules that, because when we talk about society, we are talking about people. We are society. And we are the very same people that are creating these stereotypes. And we want people to comply to them. You know? And it's how us, young people, the ones that are the edge now of committing suicide, we are the very same people that are listening and listening attentively to these people and wanting to comply to these rules as if there are some commandments that are written in the Bible or something. But these are things that are said, kanike waraman. Yuvitike kuchange ngo awa nithe vuromine ngombari nongoi anoche kuna hauto. Mutu ngeyongwa hadivuro kuka Shimbamomu Toyota Mwindongo Toyota Murungenge Shumi Nakatara Mwigehan. You know, and that's where the pressure comes from. When you start listening to such things, and then you look at your ID and you're like, yo, time is ticking, bro. It's time for me to buy a polo. Oporoto hirandana chengwe kuni mario. Oporoto hirandana chengengo oanyengwike no kuirandera ngumbi jao huwaru tatu momwezi. Shashoka marua hao vuro kumbuno kuma thero mboi, ukabeti kahatoro ngereo. Maro wala kupikina kachiwana. Tachiti at least at the age of 31. A, B, C, and D were supposed to be there already. Then you hate yourself. Then you hate yourself. What we can do right now is do what we can, man. Let's do what we can to just make sure that we survive. Onjara na hiku tirithe ho mepunda. Hanjara ho hautoka. Ngoju kuchito hivuru. Onduvita kone vuromi yongombarino mboi. Ya kweni yo hane sambawa endana yo score edhi na chuchiri. Ashike yo shikwa itavuru mwe kakwali tovuru. It's okay. Yo ya kopele nende nende nende. Shadwene mtsoe mputo kukopele angaji hapo mambo mu. Pini mamza nuo mambo mzo. You know? And then there's you now. That wants to be like, stop panicking. Stop panicking. You know, just set the rules for yourselves. I love you guys so much. I don't know, I'm getting so emo right now, but I need you guys to come here and listen to me. Set your rules. Set your own rules. And just make sure that whatever rule that you have set for yourself, it does not come with bad consequences that are going to affect you or hurt you in the long run. I'm not telling you guys to set some rules for yourselves so you have to deal with some healing again when you're 10, 30 years old. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, it's okay. And this whole nonsense of us being told quotes, you know, that it's your own pace, it's your own what. Turom gerenyo chiri, man. It's not about pace, it's not about race. Nobody was born to suffer and become a security guard. We know. Tell us where. You all wronged us. You know? And it's not about your own pace, your own what. We gotta be realistic in situations like that. To hell with those quotes. To hell with all those motivational speeches and all of that. We don't want to listen to that. Tell us the truth. If you guys want us to start listening, tell us the truth. Stop feeding us hope. But the reality that we can deal with right now, the reality that a lot of young people need to deal with right now, is the reality of now understanding that they just need to survive. They might just survive. You guys might just survive. Survive and do what you can. You know? Stop listening. Stop wanting more if you can't afford. Stop being pressured by nobody. Do you and survive. Ngo unu unona wa henoku ni koku chiku unona mbu wetumbu. Uno na wetumbu atu kava uno na umau kakara ulimera wana. Shashi, these are the kids that are going to change the world. You know, we dealt with all of that. We dealt with the education system that came with consequences like this, right? They're not going to deal with that. You get what I'm saying? But what you can do right now, looking at how much you have been failed, what you can do right now is try and survive. Let's stop trying so much and too much over rules that were set by the very same people that, you know, inhale and exhale the same way we do. Stop listening. It's a once-off thing. We are doing so much for the life that can just end any soon. And I'm not saying you must starve yourself because life can end any soon. But what I'm saying is, stop putting yourself on pressure. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you must look dirty because life can end anytime soon. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, it's okay. They can have their cars. you just do you. If it was easy to have a car, if it was easy to own a house, we all could be having that. But are we? And you guys want to commit suicide because you don't have that? Aye, man. Get the heck out of here, man. Don't do that to your souls. You guys are so young. You have got bright futures right ahead of you. What we can do right now is to train you to kuni kumwenga to check any kucha. Ongayamu yonji no tu no kuwa kadua na hongini. Otafestana ne, we understand. Eh? Kucha the education system is not going to change. No, nothing is going to change. We understand. It's okay. But what we can do right now and strive for is survival mode. No survival mode, and you know, in a here no pressure hachaga. I mean, you know, that's, I think, if we look at the possible causes of depression, you know, and we look at what I just said right now, and do not just practice, I mean, not just preach it, but practice it, then we are going to be on the safer side. Because that's exactly, in most cases, what's really leading us to committing suicide. That's what, in most cases, is really putting us on so much pressure. But only if we just, you know, like, start practicing our mindsets when it comes to that. That it's okay for me to not have A, B, C, and D. Then, in years to come, it's not even going to be, newspapers won't be filled with information about statistics of people that committed suicide in Oshana region, in Omsati region, but it would rather be down filled with information about, you know, 65 or 670 young people have started their businesses in Oshana region. Things are going to change. We just need to change the mindset. But it's exactly 10 minutes past 11 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest Show. I am your host, Benedicta. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening, wherever you're finding yourself. We are having a very, very beautiful conversation about suicide. I gave you my 2 cents when it comes to that, and I'm definitely, with the remaining minutes before I love and leave you guys, I just quickly want to touch on navigating varsity life, because my kids and my students are really having a time of their lives there in a very wrong way, and it wasn't supposed to be like that. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music as well. Here's Diamond Platinum. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Mideko itapungua. Asante ma, ulinifunza kachua. Papa kasema kumbo mkora chungi kununua. Tena siku nazi sirizi soala. Paparaka za baba na mama tunadua. Umbie paparazi pingamizi uye viranga. Wala sema ayawi ayawi yamekua. Kuitoni kufuru, inifuza vumi, kushinga.
Subiri kitambo leo samaki kanasa kwenye chambo pongezi kwa kamati yanavutia mapambo napata picha safi litaniko mabando
wanawake usafi kanga kulisukua umekirudisha kiki ya tukumbua kitanda ni marashi asaki kumchua kisha na sayansi kinuna kutegua Matasima bani kuanga Washa japo kamshuma Umeaone shanga Litani koma bando
Wanamke usafi Kaka kulisukua Umagirudisha kiki ya tukumbua Kitana ni marashi Asaji kumchua Kisha na sayansi Kiluna kutehua
Mambo ya kuzimatasima bani kuanga Shatapo kamshuma, umeaone shanga Nekapuke nanda kakasuti kama mbunge
Ana mele meta
Ulo mchanga muda kujiposa na punge
Ana mele meta
Momo ndani shivo amekuja na fungwe
Ana mele meta
Ulo chanda okishi baku saka funge
Ana mele meta
Baby, baby, yo Tufiki mbaka kilele Amini na posema
Wangenza umuntu ongibona nami
Exactly 25 minutes past 11 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. It's almost time for me to love and leave you guys, but before I do that, I just quickly want to talk to my students, right? Varsity life, you know, is never an easy life, and it comes with and all of that. And I can remember I had a conversation with Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a friend that I had as a guest. We were talking about, because she's currently also, I think she's studying at Trinford College, and we spoke about, you know, like uniform, you know, like in varsity. How about uniform in varsity and all of that? We had a whole conversation because we feel like maybe, just maybe, it can really also just contribute to, you know, like great performances and whatnot, because we all look equal at school. You know, varsity really comes with a whole lot of pressure. You know, I go, hey, man, clothes, eh? I'm telling you, clothes, wigs, like, people dressed up, all girls, like, girls literally dressed up like dolls, and you're just like, hey, man, and then comes you now, you know, all the way from the north, unikumbi jutatu, nuji nutato, how change we can go, numbi jashashi, waperem biaka, pumbi jutato, it's not an easy thing, you get what I'm saying? We had a conversation about it, and I can remember Uncle Tonata called in, and he said something very important that, no, but sometimes, you know, it's just something that comes with a mindset. It comes with a mindset. If you've got a mindset of thinking that, no, maybe if you do what? If it's now a whole mindset of thinking that ngolimo varsity ndo afiche weo tohimbera ko fashion show ukatale kuchano tasta pangini ngamwethi mbikero heto manap mare chito. Also, psychologically speaking, chito rapwanare, ma, you can tell me that do not mind what people are having, kesho kumo kwaza kanja, kesho kumo tarongero mboroto hanja, hehehe, may bro. Aye, ya kwa tina tuwasa nyoji, itivo kanda pandoka deno kuzaku yanuari, siko muyuni, ndena maria elimo klasa hetunde keshe, siko kuni koka hui, koka peka, nda kutu wake shubu kwa saka njao, no! it really does come with a whole lot of pressure. You know, and I understand where Uncle Donato was coming from for him to say that it's also just the mindset and all of that that I get, you know. And I just quickly want to say that, not quickly, but then I just want to give advice to my boys and girls in varsity, you know, and for them to just, you know, the mindset, now this is how, or this is when the mindset comes in, you know, of knowing exactly where you came from. Chuamba wazama, nopo ni hakupopi wakutu, wakesha umo kwa za kanjao. Kese umo kuchisha hendero tarongiro mboroto hanja.
You know, and I think it's just such an important thing for the, young ones, you young panganois, the university, to just, you know, like, you know where you come from. And there's nothing wrong with where you're coming from. If you came from a poor background or anything like that, it's okay. I can remember me in high school, the DAPP, at a private school, that's where my parents and my big brother took us. You know, but also private school back in the day, not back in the day, I really didn't. Nandianga andare, okoku chikem, efibondo tatuma kwa dapa, kodapo kuniganuna ya zeko, kuniganuna ya rongi, nanuna ya pangi. And my mom and my dad just used to do business. You know, and also, back in the day, business was seen as a thing of like, oh my gosh, you know, what does your mom do? You're telling people, no, she's a businesswoman. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm expecting something like a nurse, no, she's a teacher, no, she's, you get what I'm saying? It have always been that. But then, we went there, you know, and Mina, I didn't get any bullying. So, I've been very loud. And also my classmates were really, and I went there very young. I was in grade 4. When I went to DAPP, I was in grade 4. So, primary was mostly just about playing and stuff. You know, I went to grade 4 and then my brother was in grade 8. But he received so much bullying, you know. And because there was no playing in grade 8, they are big boys, they know what's going on and stuff. You know, there's some nigga that used to bully him. And he's doing so well for himself right now. My brother is doing, yo, shout out Leo, bro. You inspire me a lot, bro. He's really doing so well with himself right now, for himself right now. And this one that used to bully him is kind of like even struggling, you get what I'm saying? Cho si hakutiwa akuru endale atiri kucha uyuno kuguruke temba ukwali neta popso story handi panda wanje tuna kambacho na nguya kwa iha bullying nguya ba mira andi kumon ambichi kuromgeresho kucha bafe neshi ne watsima nganoto elanje ma kwa ike ha ukara wa rukuku ngoskana yeko skola huya wa akuromgeresho ka brother kanjo. I'm playing, but I mean, yeah, that's what happened. And Mina, I knew where I was coming from, and I didn't care. I honestly didn't care. I had the longest dress in class, and also because we're kids, I think it's something that we really did look at and stuff, but I honestly just didn't care. Like, I could care less, you know? And when you're in varsity, there are people that came from rich families, and then there is you that just came from grandmama's house. You get what I'm saying? I need you to understand that with everybody that you look up to, you know, don't forget why you went to school in the first place. Don't forget about all your goals that you always had for yourself. And get confused in the midst of seeing Levi's and Puma sneakers because you don't have them. Don't get confused by that, thinking that when your next for money is gonna come, then you are also just going to buy where a carry for car or car or hachik. In Mamzono, no, Mzono, a brand, Mzono, Amuzara, Simbari, Mzono, Nimiga, and Nimba, no, no, more grade 5, I got Chichkochita, whip. Tayamu Taira ni from my Ferega Hamano Mirongo Tan. Whether no Jo Uvita Ujoafa Zaron Diro. No! It added it tibi, it added it kaka. On Wangata Naroku in Genge, Koskora Hen. Shimurimo Klasa Mo IUM, Yomurimo HP. Popenanga and buy a new wig, Aponga, Penanga and Baha, change your hairstyle like a shochiwig and whatnot. Mochu kucha dance for our hem go to long without a meko kangeshefa go he, or povuro karati jump starta mokatikombe di shashuju jagum bihakuzi cha, or tokuru wig of Wonkadana, tokuru anana, unanome nuana, naturally de, o hankari ka mutondo keri ni mige mbika inansena ndugu mwenango wale wiga. Paivo chi machi liko mse kuchi ngora za muka na kukrape nengo kondongi. Mara pia ndo nuongatho na tui kururande to thiu kushuku chona ngo tui daya pia tukolo totula mwaka daya. Eh? Bonga kumonike wafau liko kwa bai namus. Totula mwaka daya nuongatho na ndee hey. Look clean. But looking clean does not mean, or looking presentable does not mean that you have to spend some real grub on buying expensive things. Aka? Totula mwiko kadaya kohe monomo nzende tokururwa. Nde keshe siko waera, shashwana ndethe wadu and all of that. Pesha uguthe yova alishe no mathele gatano. Ado hampe wingapi? Mwaka po evinu mathele gatano jiji ugature mo Brazilian and ngo chikwa chiko to karapona chik. Brazilian and a tegere nige nde to bada te to ke mgira nera mwemweni. Eh, uju kujoto la no Brazilian na weni tola na Brazilian na 1.5 anu kulika. Tola na neto figara po na chano ho. Nde, hey, nona ko private school o kwa futirwa, o fleto, hafuto, everything you, like you doing so well. But you'll never get to that point. You will not be able to get to that point, ah. Nge ngo wa tondo keri ni mapai fengi. Shani mabu tondo keri tondo keri and then you mess up. Alright? Just because you are looking at how, you know, opede ya mwe hapindi mgashi mwe ndela shangwa hike skora. Apuka ano penoka thini kakana swafa mema akukwe. Ongwe mgo wara mbike vidhu uyunyo ongwe mgo no. Ne haya tui kwa club A ne nana tui wevejo o 350 tuka andeni chongati chongati. Ohozi kwike toputu nuka ngodhoho waku thangure ya saife tadoyo kudafato wadhi ningi. Maatono mgrafo tolyo shimwe yurimo vasiti. Ochimwe yuhatwa ngaka. Mari wa jana swafi taku juwana chika nigepo che Hennessy. That's not what it means. You know, ngwe enjo vidho hevi to vidhimu. Kucha, I want to finish. And ya mweno muno mana kusha amwa mani on mihokala na imwe zimbani pe umbo. Opuwa wamo na nani ironga. Ni ironga mzono, achifuka uke hii himbe. Gengo wa ramba vitha hakuwe nini. Nemba hamuzi kwa maumboke ni mafanga nkara mbele amu atunga muka influenzu unona wanu. Katare ni gengo wete umu afasu waka shashisha hiko club A saa. Katare ya mmanyoko kwa thika ke umu heufare. Heufare kwa club A. What are you doing to our sisters and brothers? Leave them alone. If they don't want, call them boring, it's okay. There's a trophy in being boring. There's a trophy being boring in your early 20s, my dear. Be that girly hahorwa. There's a trophy in that. You get what I'm saying? So, you influencers now. Kandijinga johangara mwarekero ambera komba kumbone ngongini. I need you guys to stop that. Be a good influence. Ino kala ho influencer kweni muhemuka no marovuka. Ngo apu tuko nembe yu nona mwapu tuka mbutu mwarambo memenya mwia kwa tamenshuruku ya shita haka mixa hani. Paivo mwikiri da o marovuda ita tonto otorio suka mbutu elakora sike shashwa tabeko marovude vula heali. E thank you sister tu ya holike. Be a good influence. I know you came from a rich family, but there's no trophy in you telling me I must also buy a wig to look like, you know, I'm somebody that is getting money. What you can rather do is be like, yo, my sister, my skirt, if you can afford that. And chueni kuchaseka tutako nacha? Nandeuka nende wazaka anjeni, hoyo kutarelo hapo, do renja? Katunamo cha orenjo hanjeni, kaichi hanjetu? Kaichi ronga etu, Woo! Mani ne kareni! Kareni ne baha mu influenza. Ina mwininga mbapi la vya hadifale wako mbepo mani. Be a grounded person. Eh? Be like me. Be like, oh, anoike, ongeike nano. Eh? Tora mwenye memewohe no hauto. Eh? Anoiki, ohave mewo, paive, then what? Onopo, homo nenene simane kumo. Shata, megeno dhanja, kuta, hee, manje,
tuneshi kwa lia tutarotive nwa dodo. Ngodo di ano assignment anji yaka ho, ho miso kwa itati kuchatuna tutikiri giri mobe ha. Otuna ino grupu weka anji ya ho ho. Etapa di zompondo. Murikira kuchatuna kwa data no TV ha jaka. Ano nge ike o TV ikede. Eh? Ton junisa konde ton suwaki sande ton situki. Kuji tu kati kini no group weka jia tu kana tenge TV the 20 da said. Katu kani ni katu pape ni da ya jetu. Be a grounded person. Don't be shabi ke waro mgeru. Unona umu hawi ino mono ho. Kuchia mende, adini mburuka mo high school. Let me quickly just yo, ande, nemro mwa kucho nino mkoro waro nina jina hi. I'm coming back right now so I can tell you guys this story.
Best time, I'm alive, and I'm alive like a jazz.
The Fezeka Dlamini Nomfundo Mwena Lady Ampiwe yako tochi talenti chirimo sasam. But what I was saying is, we don't care, my sister. We don't care. I think also you guys really need to, you know, like, cultivate or make room for that, for not caring where people are coming from, for not caring how rich they are and all of that. I can remember I had a friend. No, she wasn't my friend. She was just in our class. But you guys wanna feel bad when we say, akwanya moyo kuinoma shasho, kakwanya magaza ko hangwena mbera nokuli. Ashiki, ame neme me wange shiki haka shopping kiko shakati kia fiku ike fimbondi ano du ike mo 11 andi ja. So we don't know, we're not clicking, no nothing, you know, it's just that thing. And she kind of like had, you know, kwa inga fenu ni mauri mela ndura fanu and what not, uwe tinga kujonu otapo pinga fangeno pa mwinga zangapo imangape na chambela and stuff ya kwe topu inom. But also to just think about it right now, it was useless. There was no trophy in telling us what's in your house, what you guys get up to, what your mom does and your father. I don't get any de kupura. Or like, what are we talking about? You know, there's like, let's stop doing those things. Let's stop doing those things. I'm not that person, you know, and I don't care. And I want you guys to not care also. I can remember my friend and I had a gig. We went to shoot a conference that was happening in Ohongo, right? It was at our church called. So I invited a friend. It was Ims and then Sam. So we were helping each other to go shoot now this conference was happening there. So we obviously had to go sleep in our house. So my dad accommodated the two boys. Mina went home. You know, And it's the way this Ims boy, yeah, I don't even know her name dropping, but I mean, yeah, man, he was all over, like, snapping and what. I was like, oh, this is beautiful. It doesn't even look like a house that is in the village. I'm like, ugh, you know? And then he was most posting on his status and whatnot. Because we have common friends, we have mutual friends, you know? So my friends came to ask me, so this is your house, so this is, I'm like, ngai, kandine humboka. What do you mean is my house? I find it's useless. Why are you telling us about those things? So it's the same thing that happens in varsity, you know. Omuno no na uno lungu saha kui no ma naimo varsity mo. Omiga muni me ayu ya mama muturo mbe kuchwa. O shone sister then you have in ingiche. Si natu mupura in natuara kufuyere mbo. Ma not we o tuende nyo kui rongen. Natu rongen. Naturesha nutanda tuta turengyo mambo nga tuendele ni. Inatu yo kui rongwe na kuchota tuha ningichikeka. You know, so there's just so much peer pressure, but honestly speaking, I need you guys to be grounded enough, you know, and respect your souls enough. And that's how people respect you also. Because when you cut off conversations like that, you know, on uton sithuny and that on suakitha and all of that, and then you proceed with something, you know, something valuable, they will stop, having conversations like that with yourself. They will see, they will realize in the long run, not in the long run, but they will eventually realize that there's no trophy in saying or doing all this nonsense. Let me stop, we're here for books. You know, so man, buy karaoke ko tight budget. Kesha ume karaoke chorwe poro anjin. Kesha ume karaoke chorwe poro. No ningi kesha ashi akwe total and their complex, huh? Huh? Tanda complex acha chokuchukuchana ndo hapwa mo natango mukati kwa mwezo teterwa kuhina shashi hino harongo ngongolongi ndicha. And then there is you that also wants to buy complex for what ngo hapupo atara mombad shashi ngeweke hira ndurura itofika hapo ino chimaruwa chothewaka nene ndini ke complex then no story animals so biso no ngae kandoro complex aka haya meke njome. Oh, hi, I'm making your mail, you know? Like, just do you and do your thing. Be a grounded person, most importantly. Be wise enough. Use your money wisely, man. Most especially that money that you guys are getting. It's called financial. Omukarahamu. Financial discipline? Financial literacy. Seek for information. Topuranga kucha ndino kamaruwa kanja hanom. Tate Franza. Umna tate Franza ume. But I'm only serving as a guest. He's a very good advisor even when it comes to such things. You know, the problem with you guys are not seeking for important things when you guys have got access to, when you guys have got access to Wi-Fi. Nge kuriko ponha bo urike ko TikTok. Mara shike neswa fateke ya. Kamaruike koe honoka chuchuka kuchike kuchoto karo nkithashe kuchuko choto kakwa tape. Weke katha the put up wike shuwa ninga. Ha, nguruwe kama. You know? Seek for advice. Financial literacy. We lack that so much as young African people. You know? Seek for that and ask, I have got a 1.5. What can I do with it? To start something to just, you know, be jumpstarting me throughout the month. So I can just survive the month and wait for the other money to come again. You can do it, my sister. You can do it, my brother. So at your nepo umenu mo, umenu e Brenda. Aye, shashi ne anjeni, nenga kwa ita efende do hotara, ohazari ko Levi's. Mwote wakuchana sapanguna shite yanga andika ndamo no oli hanje hirimo shoe city mwia hino 715 ndamo na juke nguro hata na mbada na efe wadha kwa pukuniga uchoto kethira ndayo na juke shasho oro morera. Aye my friends no muno story hokukara onunge ngoto okolo lefe angali ya mafamu endere fele ndeko skora mbele. Ngoto okore referende, ori ke referende di ado pombad, referende du nonambuya wa zeko mwe, opike wa
chua kutapuno na waze kongoa hii wazako nyoko kuru wa siriko chishnyo kunyoko kuru kunasho kuna memego ya shura konari nyoko kuru ya kusiro chishu nge wamono maferega tanu ya kutuma koskoronga kwa topenzel mara uwaro kuithinini kaa toro mgranu efele ndeve huno na mbu ya ondoko torana poma mono otoka ningira puini mahayo shaso pino pressure himu hakwata midi unonambono ohaulike uhot dog apo lunch po break time mashamu ipo breaka ohauli uhot dog ano kakudrinka shashi they carry $30 every day and then there is you telling people that those are your friends henga ayuemo nene from corner to corner mbaya zeko mbonu ya muna na ini ngufere ndemo shashu tapasa sana inuenda inuendera no ufere ndeko skola zo bisoka inuendera ufere ndeka be cool with everyone but when school is out go home go do assignments if it's group work or something do that and vibe. So much availability devalues you. It's not only for adults. It starts there. Be unavailable. Just be available when it's useful for you to be available. You know when they say that, you know, like when you're working, right? Go to work, do your job, and go home. Don't make friends in workplaces. Don't do that. Because that's where the problem starts. So it's the same thing when it comes to school. You don't go to school to make friends. You go there, you are in class, you listen and whatnot, and then, mbaya hai ngudire meango kanguduka, kanguduka anona e ndokotoro, kanona, kanguduku anona we engineer, etha, mbono na ringiki ni mayao, ngo utishi wendera, to himo klasa. Ndeku na yashito niki koko skola, to hiki umbo. Otakara haku tirano guli, ujadawa that girl, bruh. You know? So be that girl and be that guy. Poma mono mono pungudumo mingudumo na ae. Oskola he happy timo na anare. Ndena tango mikareliki wapugino mahokororo ganja. Maria kuchaka anja oha ningingini. Oliho kwe hila ndero wakuli. Opuki hapuka zomashongo. Geria necessary mo. Because you're listening to stories like this now. You know? And Maria is saying this and that. Ngura nengike shitozi mo paifo une haro holster. Maenge no alike wa hako ke umbo as soon as o klasa hasamu. Geno afika nare no mahoko loge ori do maria ngeno kushu chokasa peniga. Don't do that to yourselves. You know, I love you guys so, so much. I love you. I love my young, I love talking to my young people because I feel like you guys, if you start now complying, not to all the stereotypes that we've created in society, but if you start complying now to things that we have or that will come with great consequences in the long run, you guys are on the safer side, man. And most importantly, if you start listening to my shows, I, Benedicta Kemanya, you guys are on the safer side, even more. You get what I'm saying? So I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck with your studies. I think it's almost exam season, or you guys are probably maybe approaching that, even to the grade 11s and grade 12s. Ningi hakuningo grade 12 maininga pochike tushono, you know? I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck, and I love you guys so, so much. I just need you guys to change your mindsets and get serious with your lives and understand that there's no trophy in looking and finding love at your age. Omore hore nai. I need you guys to relax. But from me, Benedicta, it's until next time, because it's finally time for me to love and leave you guys. Same time, same place. See you guys tomorrow.